Hi, this is Harvey Cohen, and you're listening to an excerpt from the Complete Automotive Business Management Encyclopedia series. Hope you enjoy it. Have you ever heard this objection? Nothing's going to happen to me? Well, the next time you do, you might try these responses. I can appreciate how you feel, but tell me, if something were to happen to you, you'd want to have the protection, wouldn't you? Or you could try this. I can appreciate how you feel, but tell me, if something were to happen to you, you would want to have the protection, wouldn't you? Now, there's a difference between the two. The word tracks were identical, but it wasn't what I said in this case. It was how I said it. In the first instance, I did it this way, and I'll repeat it. I can appreciate how you feel, but tell me, if something were to happen to you, you would want to have the protection, wouldn't you? And the other one was, I can appreciate how you feel, but tell me, if something were to happen to you, you'd want to have the protection, wouldn't you? The difference? One was a question, which was the last one. The other was a statement. I was telling people that they would want it. There's a big difference between the two. You might try this. Tell me, have you ever met anyone who thought they would, now you can fill in the blanks, never get sick, never have an accident, never have a mechanical breakdown, never have a flat tire, never have a vehicle stolen, any one of those. But we'll use never get sick. Fair enough? Tell me, have you ever met anyone who thought they would never get sick, but they did anyway? When they answer, you say, how do you think they felt when it happened to them? Tell me, knowing it happened to someone you know, don't you think it could happen to you? Finish with, which position would you prefer to be in if it did happen to you? One where you did everything in your power to protect yourself or prevent it from happening? Or one where you left yourself unprotected? Which would you prefer? Of course, you wait for the answer. How about this one? I know you feel that nothing can happen to you, but excuse me for asking this question. What if you're wrong? What if something really were to happen to you? Wouldn't you really wish you had taken this protection? Or you could try, may I assume the only reason you don't want this product is because you feel I may profit from you taking it. Isn't that true? Now, if they're honest and they say yes, you say, well, if something were to happen to you, and you did have the protection we're talking about, and you did receive the benefits, meaning someone paid you to fix the problem, would you really care then that I profited or not? Or would you just be glad you had the protection at the time? Which would be most important then? Do you see how these can work? They're actually pulling the rug out from under the feet of some of these people. But more importantly, these are logical arguments. This is one of the many examples of objection handling techniques covered in the Complete Automotive Business Management Encyclopedia. And if you have any questions or comments, please email me. There's a link to do so right below the box where you found this audio clip. If you have any specific requests, any questions that you get or objections that you've heard that seem to be a bit of a puzzlement for you, please email me again and I'll be happy to see if I can come up with a response for you. Fair enough? So once again, great selling, and make yourself at home on the website. Keep looking. There's lots of information here. Thanks.